Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford and this is your Monday moment. In fact, attention leaders, three ways to improve employee performance and reveal hidden high performers. On the heels of recent posts, including, can a leader identify a top performer with a personality profile? And improving work performance with rewards and consequences, today's Monday Moment with Monica will focus on how to do both. Improve work performance and identify high performers with three simple steps. At least we hope they're simple. Here's the first one. Motivate with clarity. Now, do you give those you lead clear direction? In other words, have you shared with them what you expect, what their goals are, and when they're expected to meet them? Chances are, if you've been a leader for more than a minute, the answer here is yes. But then why do so many employees cite a lack of understanding of exactly what their bosses want for them as a key reason for job dissatisfaction and disengagement? In fact, a recent Stanford study shows that nearly 100% of CEOs wish they got leadership coaching as a way of improving their own work performance. Now, there are many factors for this, but one clear issue here is that we all crave clear direction and need it to stay engaged. In fact, in the face of ambiguity, most freeze. So whether you get that clarity from the outside or you're the one giving it from the inside, clarity motivates. Want to improve work performance and find those who are really ready to go after it and get what they want? Give them clear parameters, clear guidelines, and a very clear purpose, and then watch them go, go, go. Second, reduce the disparity. Now, this may sound odd, and I joke about it often, but it's true. Behavior is contagious. There's also an old phrase that says, you are the average of the five people you hang out with the most. The premise here is that if you want to be better in life or work, find new friends. We see this truth, and some take action on it. Yet in the workplace, we consistently partner the top performers with those who are average performers, thinking the top performer mentality will rub off. Sometimes it works, but more often the opposite effect occurs. Put high performers with other high performers and let them challenge each other. In other words, reduce the disparity between those you partner together. Put those performers who are average with someone who is just slightly better or stronger in one area, and then allow the average performers providing only the minimum in work performance weed themselves out. Let those who see the opportunity to grow do so. Then keep an eye on them and keep challenging them. When you reduce the disparity, you'll begin to see incremental increases in improvements in work performance. In other words, they'll either grow or go. And finally, remember, employment is not charity. Now, this may come across sounding a bit harsh. Not odd, but harsh. But if what you want is to identify high performers and improve employee performance, then spend your time on just that. Improving employee performance and finding more ways to help employees improve performance. That means you'd spend far less time on coaching or counseling those who show no signs of interest or improvement. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Still coach those who struggle. Yet remember, they have to show you they wish to no longer struggle in order for you to continue to find ways to help them improve their work performance. You're not giving them a handout, but simply a hand up. You're not donating volunteer time to a charitable cause here. You're spending time with an employee whose services and contributions you exchange for pay. And even if you don't physically cut the check, you have every right to expect results from your efforts. Consider it an employee ROI. That means that if you're spending all your time with those doing it wrong, two things are standing out when standing in your way of improving overall employee performance and finding and or developing more high performers. But number one, high performers now understand that to get to spend time with you, they have to perform at lower levels. Number two, poor performers are allowed to stay, might be getting in the way, and are likely making you, others, and themselves less energized than you need to be to motivate improvements. Enhancing employee performance, identifying high performers, and improving the work performance of both has as much to do with the leader as it does the employee. We train people how to treat us. So yes, that means that if work performance is not where you'd like it to be, as much as we don't want to admit it, the leader might be part of the problem. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday moment. A longer one today, but enjoy, have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.